Welcome everybody, Shiur number 773, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So, which is just a little bit more, I just wanted to talk about a little bit more in reference to, we've been talking about the Berachos HaNenin, when somebody makes a bracha on, let's say, food, for example, and if they're not eating, so therefore they can't have somebody else in mind. But when it comes to Berachos HaMitzvahs, bracha on a mitzvah, that's something that's a obligation. So then we say V'chol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, that we're all responsible for one another, and therefore one could make a bracha for somebody else, even though they themselves are not doing the mitzvah. When it comes to eating, you can't not eat and just make a bracha for somebody else. So what he brings down, there's a Sefer Eitz V'Halacha, it's interesting, in reference to the obligation to eat matzah, for example, like the first night of Pesach. Or Chutz La'aretz, he brings down the two nights of Pesach, the two Sedarim, and Lamaisa, he brings down that's mamsh an obligation to eat that matzah. It's not, we said last time, by the three meals of Shabbos, so that's more like that's the chiv is on the hana, on the pleasure. In other words, whereby if somebody's gonna, they can't eat bread, so then they don't have any chayiv lechlis, and they mamsh, they don't have to eat it. But the night of Pesach is mamish is a much stronger obligation, to the extent that I'm not going to get into all the details right now, but to the extent that he does say Belil Rishon Shel Pesach, he brings down the Sefer Eitz V'Halachos, he brings it from the Prima Gadim and others, and that the first night of Pesach will do the two nights V'chein Lil Yom Tov Sukkos, also the first night of Sukkos, which is a Deraisa, right? Sheyesh behem mitzvahs. So he says sheyesh behem mitzvahs lechol kazayis pasas. Mamish, it's a mitzvah min haTorah. Mitzvah min haTorah to eat a kazayis of bread or matzah, and which, you know, be it as it may, if it's Pesach, whatever the case is. So then he brings down, and it's, then we're gonna say it's mutter laAdam levarech berchas hamoitzi b'shvil chaveri. Then it would be mutter to make the bracha of hamoitzi for their friend, even though v'afilu b'shvil or for women or something like that, v'afilu b'shvil nashmi brings an afal pi shehu einay oichel, even though that person themselves is not eating. So he's explaining that the reason is that mamash is a chiv min haTorah to eat a kezayis, to eat a kezayis of pas, of bread or matzah. And therefore one could, you know, even though one is not eating themselves, they could still make a bracha for their friend, need be, in a case in time where the other person can't do it. He brings down further that, let's say, for example, like by Kiddush. So good. So I'll make Kiddush. Let's say I'm making Kiddush for somebody else. So that's a Berachas HaMitzvahs, right? Making the Kiddush. I make Kiddush for somebody else on Yom Tov, Shabbos, whatever the case is. But now what about, maybe I can't make, so the question is, he brings down, maybe the person can't make the Baruch Priya Gofen, right? I'll make the other parts of Kiddush, Yom HaShishi, whatever the case is, but I'm not going to make the Hagofen per se, because that's really a bracha, that's Berachas HaNenin, as we say. That's really a bracha on the drink itself, on the wine itself, right? So, but he brings down, V'gam Berachas Baruch Pri HaGofen, even the bracha of Baruch Pri HaGofen, Yochel Levarech B'Shvil Acherim. By the way, I just want to quote, he brings this down in, again, the Sefer Eitz HaLachos, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Ois Nun Ches. I always make sure we have it straight where we got it from. Oitzer Alachas Kuf Samach Zayin Ois Nun Ches. So he says that that even the Baruch Pri HaGofen, in a case of Kiddush, right? Yochel Levarech B'Shvil Acherim BeKiddush Bein Shal Yom Bein Shal Laila, whether it's by night or whether it's by day, afal pi shehu kevar yotzi dechavasi, even though the person themselves already made Kiddush. So then this person, he could go ahead and make the Borei Pri HaGofen, even though you'll say, well, good, I understand the mitzvah, the Kiddush part, fine, I understand. But we said last time, Berachas HaNenin, the bracha on the hana, right, something like making the hamitzi, or if, let's say during the week, somebody wants to make a shakal, so I'm going to make a shakal, but I'm not eating, that I can't do, right? Or Berachas HaMitzvah you can do on Shabbos, but when it comes to Kiddush, he says you can make the Kiddush and also the Borei Pri HaGofen. That would all fall under the same thing, and it would have a din of Berachas HaMitzvahs. So he brings down an interesting case on the bottom. Does it say for Eitz HaLachos Reish Tesvav? He brings from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Interesting. Shulchan Aruch Rav. He Reish Tesvav. We'll keep it at that. V'adavu motza b'yom Shabbos Kodesh. He says this comes up on Shabbos Kodesh sometimes, right? Im habal kavar kiddush b'beis hamidrash. If the the head of the household already made kiddush in shul. There was a kiddush in shul. I already made kiddush. Fine. So I come home, but one second, right? So lachzel a kaddish beveisai. But the people in my house didn't hear kiddush yet. I already made kiddush. So what do we do? I've read so lachzel a kaddish beveisai, and I just can't drink anymore. Something along those lines, right? I'm just going to make kiddush for them, but without the drinking. Kedei lahitzi ishtai b'nei veisai mutalai lasis kain. Then the person could taka do it without actually drinking. Yeshlis topic im yochel lachzel a kaddish b'shvil. Again, if they know how to do it themselves, then they should do it themselves. If the person themselves is not drinking, and people in the house know how to make kiddush themselves, so then they should make kiddush themselves, obviously. And that's how he says it. Yesh l'is tapek im yochel lachzar l'kaddish b'shvil ishtay b'nei uvanav im heim yoydim matzvam l'kaddish. He says that the haloi hocha lo yitir el b'mi she'ina yedeya l'kaddish b'asvay. This whole thing where we're going on, you know, well, I'm not doing the mitzvah, I'm not eating, or I'm not whatever. The question is, could I make the bracha of somebody else? In the case in time, el b'mi she'ina yedeya l'kaddish b'asvay. They can't make kiddush by themselves, so I'm gonna make it for them, right? Masha'inkim b'eilo yodim, but people who know how to make kiddush, l'kaddish b'asvay, lo yitir loy lachzal l'kaddish b'shvil achem. You can't just go and keep on making kiddush and you're not going to be drinking. I mean, if somebody drinks, good, so you make a Bar Priya Goffin anyways, but you can't just go around making Bar Priya Goffin and saying Kiddush when not drinking, just as they say in Yiddish, Stam Develt around. You understand? It has to be in a case of time. The person can't do it themselves, so then therefore you'll do it Birchas HaMitzvah, so you'll do it for them. And Hitaka brings that down afterwards, that especially Kiddush by day, the Alay Lavha, if they're going to drink anyway. Kiddush by day is very much easier. It's only a question of Baruch Priya Goffin, he says. Shapi Yochel, Kamakim Birchas Kiddush by Yoim, Shabbos Kiddush, or by Yom Tov, Shapi Yocholim. So you just go ahead and drink. I mean, what's the big deal? Make a Baruch Priya Goffin anyways. By Friday night, so there's a lot more things to say. Okay, psukim, whatever you'll say, the chiyuv, whatever case, there's a bracha there. Okay, but by day, it's just basically all you have to say pretty much is the Baruch Priya Goffin. We say psukim anyways, but the Baruch Priya Goffin, that's the Kiddush Rabbah. So you take a drink of Baruch Priya Goffin, take a drink of wine, a drink of grape juice. What's the big deal? So like this, there's no questions at all in that case. And he says a very interesting thing also over here, which I've seen in the past, people do. V'gam yesh lemer she'usa kein. There are those who hold the gra brought down in the Bir Halachi, brings down, but v'gam yesh lemer she'usa kein k'dei lotzeis das ha'sofim da'filu im kevar kiddush. In other words, even if somebody ready to make kiddush in shul, let's say a case in time, somebody made kiddush in shul, mikol mokom yesh inyin lachzal l'kaddush beveisai, there are those who say, again it's the gra and they brought down Bir Halachi and so on, that l'kaddush beveisai she'sham hu ikrach ilase suda. When you're going home to eat the main suda, in shul, it's just a little bit of cake or whatever. We go home to make the main suda, so to make kiddush over there. So that's mamish everybody. There are those who hold the grolls like that, and the Bir Halacha brings them down. Then kiddush ala b'makom suda gemura, where it's mamish the real suda. Loyal targima in it's just not just stam and shul where you had a little bit of whatever the case is, some cake or whatever. I mean, you were yoitza fine, but there's according to the gra brought down the Bir Halacha, one should make kiddush mamish again at home, where the real suda is being served. Okay, but be it as it may, that's already all. This is a side note, but lemaisa, if somebody has to do it, they could make the Baruch Priya Goffin also, even though they would not be drinking according to how he's bringing it down, and the first night of Pesach. And but again, it's only case in time whereby mamish somebody's really stuck and they just can't do it themselves in these situations. But when it comes to the regular hamoitzi, for the three meals, that one can't do. So that's how we brought it down. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Rachel Koltov.